I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Attention, you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, being disciplined, being confident, putting yourself out there even when the success you expected as a result of those has yet to arrive. And on top of that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. This all combined is what we call the mindset and the podcast that we call Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic is how to be who you want to be. How do you become the person who you want to become? Which will lead to you doing the actions that you want to do, which will lead to you having the things that you want to have. I mean, we talked about the be, do, have principle many times on this show. If you never heard of it, you can Google it. If you want to learn any more about it, just go to DreAllDay.com/workbook, the mental workbook. I go into it very deep, why it is what it is, how it works, and what exactly you can do about it. But today's topic is how to become that person. How do you be the person you want to be in life? There are a lot of people who go through life, maybe all of their lives, never being the person that they wanted to be. When, if you ever read one of those articles or blog posts about the regrets of dying people, people who are close to the end of their lives, they get interviewed or they talk to someone and that person takes note of what these people say and they ask them, what are your biggest regrets in life? What are the things that if you had the chance to go back and do some things differently, what are some things that you would change? And the consensus answers that come up over and over and over again, one of them is, I wish I would have stayed in touch with people, just stayed in touch with my family, stayed in touch with my friends. Because when you become an old person, it's hard to make old friends, right? It's hard to, you can't make an old friend. You can only maintain an old friend. You can make a new friend, but you can't make an old friend. One of the regrets is not staying in touch with people. Another one is just taking better care of their bodies. Another one is, I wish I had spent more time with the people who did matter to me, whoever those were, whether those were their kids, their husband or wife, or whoever those friends are. And another one was, usually this is at the top. Now, I've seen several of these articles. Sometimes they just copy each other's stuff and paste it. But one of the things that's always at the top is, I wish I had had the courage to be who I wanted to be. I wish I had the courage to be a guitar player instead of working at that Fortune 500 company because it provided more job stability. I wish I had the courage to come out and be, you know, homosexual or bisexual, if that's who I really was, instead of waiting until I was 50 years old to come out and tell the whole world about it. I wish I had done all the things that I wanted to do. I wish I had written that book that I always thought about. I wish I had put out that CD that I wanted to make of my favorite music or making my own music. I wish I had done all the things that I know I wanted to do in my life instead of having to die with a lot of that stuff still in me because not enough time now for me to do it. Number one regret, being who I want to be. I wish I had been who I wanted to be in my life. That's what we're talking about here today. Now, you don't know how close you are to the end of your life. Usually, they don't do these interviews with 25-year-olds. They do them with people who are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s who may have a terminal diagnosis. But what about the people who don't even make it that far? How do you be who you want to be? How about starting today, since none of us know how much time is left in that hourglass where that sand is dripping down to the bottom? Point number one. First of all, you got to know who this is. If you want to be, if you are listening to this episode because this is you right now, you want to become who you actually want to become. You want to learn how to be who you want to be. First of all, you got to know who that is. Who do you want to be? Do you have any idea who you actually want to be? If a genie popped out of a bottle right now and said, okay, I will make you into the exact person who you want to be. The only thing is, you got to tell me who that is. Do you even have an answer? It may not be the first thing that comes to your mind. Whatever, and someone asks you, who do you want to be? And you had to start describing this person. It may not be the first thing that comes to your mind. Because the first thing that comes to your mind may just be around whatever you're consciously thinking about on a daily basis, which may not be who you truly are deep down. This will require a little bit more deeper thinking to know who you truly are before whatever happens in the outside world, the challenges of the world, the responsibilities of the world have come onto you and you had to morph into a certain type of person, or at least you felt like you had to morph into a certain type of person to handle the responsibilities and the situations that have been facing you. But who do you actually want to be? Here's some ways that you can kind of dig down and maybe find out what that answer is. What's natural for you? What is your natural way of being? If you knew nobody was watching, nobody was judging, and there was no consequence to it, who are you? How do you conduct yourself? What do you care about? What do you spend your time doing? What actions are you taking? What things come easy for you compared to most people? What can you do really easily and do well compared to the average person? They're looking at it, man, how do you do that so easily and do it so well? I got to try so hard and I'm still not half as good as you. Whatever that thing happens to be, it doesn't have to be some unbelievable skill that you can go sell right now for $1 million. It could just be something about you. It could be listening to people. It could be talking to people. It can be understanding how somebody is feeling without even having a conversation with that person. What comes natural for you? What comes easy to you compared to most other people? And again, it doesn't have to even be a specific skill or something that you can explain or something that you can somehow make into a product or service to build your brand. It could be anything that you just do as being naturally being who you are as a human being. Do you understand what I'm saying? Take away the image that you want people to have of you, because we all have that in our minds. There's a certain way that we want people to see us, at least certain people, whether those are people at work, people at home, people online, people at school, people on our teams, people in our business. We all have a certain image of the way we want those people to perceive us. If we were just to remove that, just let go of that, because we're not concerned with those people. We're just looking at ourselves right now in the mirror and there's nobody else around. Who are you really? That's a question you want to ask yourself. Who are you really? And you look in the mirror and ask yourself, who am I really? Ask yourself that question every single day. Maybe eventually some answers are going to start trickling in from your subconscious mind. But first of all, you got to get all the conscious stuff, all the stuff that's in front of you, the stuff that you're dealing with every single day, the face that you're putting on every single day. You got to kind of let that peel away a little bit, at least when you're by yourself, so you can really go deeper and find out who you really are. Because if you don't know who you really are, how can you ever be who you want to be? That is not even possible. Point number two in today's topic, again, is how to be who you really want to be. Number two, drop the conformity. You're going to be who you want to be in life. You got to get rid of conforming. There are some places in life and there are some times in life in which you will conform, and it will make sense for you to conform. It will just be best for your safety, best for your autonomy, for you to just conform in certain situations. For example, if you don't like wearing clothes a lot, then it still makes sense for you to cover up when you're in public so you don't go to jail for indecent exposure. But things such as the music that you like to listen to, stuff that you like to do, the food that you like to eat, those things you can drop the conformity and just be who you want to be. And there's no, you're not going to lose your freedom. You're not going to go to jail. You're not going to have anybody bothering you or pointing you out or calling the cops on you because you decided to not conform in those situations. So there are times where it does make sense to conform, where it's just practical for you to conform. But there are a lot of times in life where we don't need to conform, but we find ourselves conforming anyway. One reason is because we don't really think about it. Another reason is because we do think about it, but we're afraid of putting ourselves out there because being who we really want to be is a scary proposition. Because being who we really want to be, one thing is going to do is separate us from the crowd. When you become who you really are, you will be separated from the crowd, guaranteed, because there's no one else who's really you. There's no one else who can replicate you being who you are. So as soon as you do it, there will be a clear separation, a clear line of delineation between you and everybody else out there. Even if everybody else is being who they want to be, there's going to be a whole bunch of lines between everybody. But you got to drop the conformity and be brave enough to put yourself out there as whomever that is. Whoever you are as a person, you got to be brave enough to put stuff out there at that level. In high school, for example, when I was in high school, everybody in a certain friend group, you had a group of people who were friends, group of girls or a group of guys who were friends. They were all miraculously, maybe y'all have experienced this, everybody in the group would miraculously have the exact same opinions on everything all the time. Really? Everybody has the same opinion. All of you agree on this. All eight of you agree on this one thing. How is that possible? And this thing and that thing and the other thing 3 weeks ago and the next thing 6 months from now, everybody disagrees. That's conformity. Conformity is when you're doing what everybody else is doing simply because everybody else is doing it. It's comfortable to do what everybody else is doing. It's easy to hide in the crowd when you're doing what everyone else is doing. You keep yourself away from any unwanted attention, maybe even negative attention that people may send to you if they feel like you're standing out a little bit too much, maybe doing what they wish they could do, but they're afraid to do themselves. A lot of people conform for that reason. If you're going to be who you really want to be in life, you got to drop the conformity. Stop doing what everybody else is doing just because they're doing it. Now, listen, if everybody likes pizza and you like pizza too, you actually like pizza, okay, you may appear to be conforming because you like pizza like everybody else, but you're liking it because you like it. It just so happens that other people like it too. You're not liking it because they like it. And there's a difference between the two. And no, this sounds very elementary what I'm talking about here. A lot of people go through their whole lives just doing what everybody else is doing, agreeing to what everybody else says, following everybody else's opinion. I mean, you don't have to go far to see this. Go on social media, go find two people debating, especially if one of those people happens to be a well-known individual. You see a whole lot of people just following, just doing what everyone else is doing, just because they're doing it without really putting any thought into it. Point number three. How to be who you really want to be. That's today's topic. Stop putting other people's interests and needs before your own. If you're going to be who you really want to be, understand that there are some caveats to this point. Again, stop putting other people's interests and needs before your own. A parent, for example, you got to take care of your kids because that's the contract that you decided to get into when you decided to have children. But what I mean with this point is you can't be who you want to be by going with what everybody else wants all the time. You are never going to be you if your whole life is based on following what everybody else wants, bending to everybody else's whim, giving into everybody else's will. To be who you want to be, you got to put yourself first. What do I want to do? What am I interested in? What do I care about? What do I want to put out there? What is my opinion? How do I feel about the situation? What do I have to say? You can't put what other people's opinions are. That's fine. Everyone's allowed to have an opinion. But if you're putting somebody else's opinion in front of your own, that's a problem. At least when it comes to this topic of you being who you want to be. If you cannot be who you want to be, if you're putting somebody else's opinion, somebody else's needs, somebody else's wants in front of your own opinions, needs, and wants, because now you're conforming. You're conforming to what that person wants, what that person thinks, what that person says, what that person does. Even if it's just one person you're conforming with, it's still conforming. There has to be times where you put yourself first. Hopefully more times than not, you're putting yourself first. And this doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Is this selfish? Of course it's selfish, because selfish is, my definition of selfish is you're thinking of yourself to the exclusion of thinking of other people. But there are times that you need to be selfish. Success is selfish, people. Success is selfish. That's a quote somebody can tweet me at Dre all day. You have to put yourself first if you're going to get to being who you actually want to be. If you never put yourself first, how can you ever be you? Because all you'll be doing, if you never put yourself first, I guarantee there are plenty of people in this world who will gladly take their agenda, their objectives, their opinions, who they want to be, what they want to do, and put it number one on your list. If you refuse to put anything in that number one slot, you're going to put yourself in the number two slot. I guarantee life will fill in the number one slot with plenty of other people's agendas. So if you're going to become who you really want to be in life, or who you really are in life, maybe you don't even know who that is yet. First thing you got to do, as we recap today's topic, is know who that is. Who are you really in life? Ask yourself the question until you get an answer that makes sense to you. Number two, drop the conformity. Stop following what everybody else is doing, saying, thinking, and feeling. If that's not what you want to do, say, think, or feel, drop the conformity. Be who you actually are. You will stand out. Maybe it'll be uncomfortable for you. Maybe you'll get some negative backlash from people because you're standing out. But understand, being who you are and getting negative backlash is better than being who everybody else is and living an entire negative life because you knew you didn't become or live out who you actually were, and then you have a regret when you're on your deathbed. Number three, stop putting other people's interests and needs and opinions and thoughts and actions before your own. Success is selfish. If you want to succeed in life, you got to put yourself first in many situations. And putting yourself first doesn't mean you're not a good person. Doesn't mean you can't be polite to other people. Doesn't mean you can't have friends or take care of your family. It just means you put yourself as a number one priority. And that is actually the best thing you can do for other people, because when they see you doing it, they're going to put themselves as a priority. And again, it doesn't mean everyone turns into jerks who are only just thinking about themselves. It just means we all put our opinions and our safety and being who we want to be first. When we are able to do that, then we can fully realize who we are, and that'll actually make the entire world better. If everyone's just giving up themselves at their full capacity, everything in this life will be a whole lot better, instead of having 10% of people doing it and 90% of people walking around like robots conforming to what everybody else is doing. That's just my opinion, and this is my podcast. It's called Work On Your Game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.